in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Oh, did I give out the wrong number? I think I did. I wasn't paying attention. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You guys got to catch me on that one.
I didn't know you had a new number.
I've got the same problem you've got, yeah. Ian. I'm trying to learn a new number, too.
Yeah. Shame on me.
It's going to take us more than a week.
I think it is. 1-855-450-3733. That's the brand new call-in number. If you're using the old number, that is not going to work for you. It might ring in somewhere, but it's not going to ring in to us. So 1-855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
There's lots to discuss, including a story that we never had a chance to touch on last night. The raw food raid. It has apparently happened again, and apparently it's happened to the same place that it happened to last time. I remember we talked about a store in California where Rawsome Foods?
Yes.
Where the cops...
Was that the milk raid?
Yeah. They came in and they confiscated raw milk from a raw food store, an organic...
Isn't it so absurd that the cops would come in with guns drawn, ready to shoot down these bad guys like it's the Wild West, and they're seizing milk?
Milk. It really is absurd. And what's most amazing is that these cops are going along with it. I mean, sometimes you can talk to a police officer and you can ask them the question, well, you know, where would you draw the line? What would you finally refuse to enforce? What would it be that your boss were to tell you, your commanding officer were to tell you, that you would say, whoa, that's too far? You know, what would that issue be for you? Apparently it's not taking milk out of people's hands.
Right. I'd like to hear that meeting before they came in, before the raid happened. You know, mm-hmm. I want to be a fly on the wall in that sort of police room where they go over, okay, here's the entrances, and if they have any dogs, be sure to shoot them before they bite you or whatever. Obviously a joke there. But, you know, that meeting was there any dissent? Was there any officers that said, well, really, we're going to go after these guys for milk? Or was there any sort of questioning at all?
Or were they all just, like, pumping each other up, slapping each other on the chest? Yeah, come on, let's go! Let's get them hippies!
You know, when the first story came out, I think that to some extent the news media, ourselves included, were somewhat misled by the Rawsome folks. This isn't a raid on an establishment selling raw milk. This is a raid on an establishment selling raw milk without a permit. So I support their right to sell what they wish, and I don't believe that a person needs permission to mm-hmm. sell things, but I do think that this is easier to sell to the public and to the cops that are enforcing this law as a permit issue, not as a freedom to sell and consume raw milk issue. Do you know what I mean?
I see where you're coming from. So you feel like the public's view of this is going to be pro-police?
I think that it gets muddled when you have a permit. When there's a permit issue.
I think it's a shame that people would be muddled by this, because it seems pretty clear to me the idea that you would need a permit to sell milk to people is pretty absurd.
Well,
people are so used to being
permitted.
They are,
exactly, indoctrinated. And you hear, like, coworkers talk about, oh, I want to do this thing to my my lawn or my deck. You know, a lot of people build decks, and so you mm-hmm. always have, I got to get this permit to build this deck, and I got to get this permit to extend my foundation for this. This stairwell that leads into my home or whatever it is, you know. So it's so commonplace to get permits that I think Mark is onto something by saying this newspeak around the permit idea definitely sells it a lot better than what it really is.
Right. And the last line in the story, and I'll get to the story here in a second, but the last line in the story is that in California it is legal to sell raw milk, but a permit is needed, and according to realmilk.com, the milk must also meet a certain standard, according to the, you know, California standard, which mostly is being paid for and putting a sticker, I'm sure, on, before being offered to the public, and a warning label is required. So, therefore, that's, you know.
Now, of course, who knows what the permitting process is like? Who knows how much it costs, what kind of hoops they demand that you jump through, how difficult it is to get your hands on this permit.
Well,
for all we know, they're restricting the number of people that have these permits so as to benefit those who are politically connected.
Yeah, yeah. Permit is just an opportunity for the government to say no, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. Yeah.
Like, it's a permit. It's
right.
Permission.
Right.
And if you need permission to do something, you're not free to do it.
Nope.
Which means that in California, and frankly, around the United States, you're not free to engage in business, in this case, the business of selling raw milk from one person to another. Rawsome Foods is a private market in Venice, California. It's been raided a second time by federal agents. Initial reports from naturalnews.com reveal that the owner, James Stewart, has been arrested and is being held on $123,000 bail.
Over a permit.
It's crazy.
Over a permit. I mean, what does a murderer get or a rapist?
Oh, no. Let's not go there. Let's go with a white-collar criminal. Let's go with that guy, that CEO that cost, you know, 500,000 people their pensions. What does he get?
What kind of bail does he get? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, he's not charged.
Less.
Well, probably less, and he can afford it. What kind of raw milk store can afford $100,000 bail?
It's stunning. Evan Kleinman, good food producer, confirms that Stewart has been locked, been booked for conspiracy to commit a crime, and that he is not allowed to post a bond to bail him out of jail.
Sharon, he can't post his own bond, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Sharon A. Palmer and Eugene.
He might post a bond with all that dirty, illegal raw milk money that he earned without permitting.
Soggy money.
And Eugenie Victoria Block of Healthy Family Farms, LLC, were also arrested along with Stewart.
So his supplier.
Yep. Uh-huh. Reports that South the Pasadena Patch, the farm and its owner, Palmer, are charged with producing milk without a license or permit.
I see. So it's just illegal from top to bottom. It's illegal from top to bottom, then. The people milk the cows without government permission. They fill the bottles without government permission. They deliver the bottles to the store without government permission. The store sold them to willing buyers without government permission. Why didn't they just go ahead and stake out the store and ID all of the customers and go ahead and round them up, too? They could just fill up the whole jail with raw milk buyers. I mean, they're all illegals, right?
they're committing crimes as far as the government's concerned. And, you know,
just keep paying your taxes, everybody.
They look at it like drugs, and it's better to get the suppliers and not the users.
Clearly, I mean, the farm and the store are more likely to be able to pay whatever fees are incurred after the trial happens than the individuals buying the milk.
The indignation will probably be less if you pick a bunch of people up for just buying milk. The outrage from the public and those people will be large. If it's just a few people. People will say, they should have got a permit. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it's not my problem. That's the whole idea. And,
right.
And, you know, this country, it's like the idea, you know, a lot of those people that are pro-state are also pro-history of this country and this great nation and our forefathers, blah, blah, blah.
Our forefathers didn't have permits to sell raw milk.
There you go. That's right.
I mean,
and yet we survived and we became the most prosperous nation in the world, quote, unquote. And we all without permits for selling milk all this time. We were led astray, Mark. We should have permitted that milk.
Paul Revere should have had a permit to ride that horse.
That's right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is what you're talking about. You could talk about this government that's instituted from Washington, D.C., or you can talk about a government that's instituted from London by a monarch. It really doesn't matter. It's a bunch of people you don't know that don't care about you telling you what to do.
Even if you do know them, it's still, you know, in a smaller town, you can get to know who they all are, and they still want to tell you what to do.
Right. Indeed they will. Let's see. The 13-count complaint against the group stems from a year-long sting operation.
A year long?
Yep. This is keeping us all safe. Federal money, too, by the way.
Yeah.
According to...
How much did they spend on this operation? I'm just curious. I mean, if you're paying bureaucrats for an entire year, and it presumably is more than one investigator in this case, then, you know, what sort of things were they doing? Were they staking out the store? Were they going in undercover and buying
milk?
They're
doing all that, and you know they were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is an undercover sting operation, so they're
staking
doing
out
all
the
that.
Farm,
and every one of us was paying. This is a federal thing that they're doing here.
Well, I don't pay federal taxes.
Undercover investigators, you do pay some.
I pay a cell phone tax. I doubt there's much of that going to this. But all that said,
it, money's fungible, man. You're paying for the you're paying for this. The undercover investigators would make a purchase of raw milk, cheese, yogurt, and the kefir at Rawsome, even though the market allegedly did not have the proper permits for selling the unpasteurized dairy products.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. More coming up. You can take control. The Raw Milk Fan, your thoughts are welcome.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever's on your mind, the number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features
on the site for free, including listening options. We've got live streams around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live completely free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get details on our 109 great radio stations that carry the show throughout the week, in addition to our satellite listening options like XM Satellite Radio, our KU Band Free to Air channel, the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. With these stressful times, many of us neglect our nutritional needs and become run down. Thank goodness there's a natural supplement with everything we need. Here's Mike Buck for New Zealand's Nature Bee.
Hello there, Ian. You know, you're right. And listen, gang, our lifestyle's got a lot to do with major problems. Heart disease, cancer, strokes, obesity, and that's just the short list. Here comes Nature Bee, the perfect supplement. All 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 powerful minerals, the antioxidants essential for good health, and a completely 100% natural organic vegetable food. The only thing in these capsules is pure plant pollen. No additives, no preservatives, and not one single chemical.
I have to say, I am a fan of Nature Bee. Now, how can all of our listeners order theirs?
It's so easy. Your 6-month supply, ordering or reordering, is just $99.95 plus delivery. You do it now, we get you 3 more months for free. 37 little pennies a day with a money-back guarantee. Now, what are you waiting for? The toll-free number to get yours is 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or if you're enjoying Free Talk Live online, Nature Bee's there at naturebee.com.
He's right. The sooner you start, the sooner you too will enjoy the power of pollen. Call the toll-free Bee line 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. 834-8355, or go online to naturebee.com. All right, so our number here is 1-855-450-FREE as we go to you and your thoughts. There's more detail, though, on this raw food raid. It's happened again to Rawsome Foods out in Venice Beach, California, where, as you pointed out, Mark, maybe I think I misspoke as I was going out to the break there. This isn't allegedly about selling raw milk. It's about selling raw milk without a permit. So they haven't begged, they haven't groveled, they haven't put money down in the bureaucrats' hands in order to be given permission, like good little serfs, to sell this raw milk.
I think what they've done that's been illegal is simply the paperwork trail. What they're doing is legal in other means, and it's accepted in that culture and that marketplace as a legal transaction, but they haven't done the bureaucratic footwork necessary to do it.
Their customers are happy.
By the mafia.
Right. They've got happy customers. It's just the bureaucrats are upset they haven't gotten a piece.
Right.
And they probably are getting a piece. They're probably getting taxes off of this. But aside from that, they want money for the permit. You didn't beg us. Now you're charged with criminal conspiracy or whatever the hell it was. Conspiracy to commit some sort of crime.
13 counts.
After a year's worth of investigation on both the store and the farm that provided the milk.
That's correct. Apparently, there's been objections to the raid are already mounting. Rawsome supporters have organized a protest in front of the store today. That's yesterday.
Nice.
Others encouraged people to make their voices heard by calling the California Department of Food and Agriculture. I think that's a good thing to do. I mean,
it never hurts to call these bureaucrats and give them an earful of what you think about what they're doing.
In July 2010, Rawsome and another nearby health food store were raided by federal agents. Rawsome's supply of raw milk and cheese were confiscated. By the way, they took this stuff and poured it down the drain. People could have consumed
this.
Wow,
what a waste.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert actually spoofed the raid on the Colbert Report soon after. Selling raw milk and raw milk products is legal in California, but a permit is needed. And according to realmilk.com, the milk must also, quote-unquote, meet certain standards before being offered to the public. My experience with the government is that those standards tend to be that you paid us.
Yep. Pretty much. Let's go to Justin in Pennsylvania. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I was listening to you talk about the raw food raid thing.
Yes.
I think that I read that article about 2-3 days ago when it first came out. And the one thing I noticed in there after I got over seeing blurry-eyed red from the slight rage fit I was having over it, there was I know that Mike Adams or a lot of the folks in his circle, they always emphasize in like big bold letters or at least bold letters that this is an illegal raid. They always emphasize it's illegal raid, it's an illegal raid. I'm thinking to myself, the legality of it is irrelevant. There's no reason in the world, permit or not, that any group of armed people need to be pointing a gun at these people's faces and putting them in jail for doing nothing.
Over milk.
But you're rational.
Permanent milk or not. I mean, it's...
But you're a rational human being who can clearly understand the compassionate and consideration that's necessary in order to coexist in a society. The people that did this aren't those type of people. They are pretty much drones.
I know. It just drives me off the wall. And every time I think I can't be annoyed or about something because I've read about it a bazillion different times from a bazillion different ways, it's just something like that. Just... $123,000 a bail, and he can't post his own, and just wow.
And then
they always emphasize, you know, it's not legal.
It's fully legal. Everything they do is legal. They decide what's legal.
Right.
The legality is completely irrelevant. You just don't do that thing. In a proper discerning in a mature society filled with proper and discerning and.
We've got a long way to go until we get to a mature
society. That crap is not supposed to happen.
Agreed. You know, but laws, legal, laws are simply crap that's written down by, quote-unquote, our superiors. In this case, it's our superiors in Sacramento and our superiors in Washington, D.C. And I say our superiors because they certainly believe that that's the case. And this is where they've truly won. This is the area where they have truly staked their flag, which is the forming of the language, the educating of the public in so much as saying, well, you have to get permission from us to sell milk. I mean, obviously you have to do it. And obviously if you don't do it, we're going to release armed people on you with machine guns into your business. I mean, obviously that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And
that's the true victory
really
here for them.
Illegal. I mean, who's to say if some politician or group of politicians really wanted to make it illegal, all they got to do is just write some more crap down, some more pieces of paper, and then the police or the enforcer class will do whatever they're told.
Justin, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-855-450-FREE.
Well, the pot boils on the cops the same way it boils on the rest of us. I don't think that most police would do whatever they're told, but I think they would do more than sort of, a lot of us would be willing to, because they get their paychecks there, and they're indoctrinated like everybody else is indoctrinated. And so therefore, you know, they're going to have some reaction, and that's where the permit thing comes in. You know, they could just tell these cops, and they can tell themselves, well, yeah, it's not like they could sell this milk if they wanted to. They're just not doing it. Now, I don't know why they're choosing not to do it. I would assume it's some principled reason. If they could get a permit to sell this raw milk, I would imagine that they would get it if they felt that it was the right thing to do. But maybe the government has some criteria that they do something to the milk that they don't want to do. I don't know.
Or maybe it's just they don't feel like they need to beg permission to do business.
Could be that too.
But yeah, more coming up here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. There's more Free Talk Live on the way. And of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GZN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer, buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GZN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is RisingPricesEmptyShelves.com. That's RisingPricesEmptyShelves.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Can join us via the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
JJ.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Get news updates, and you'll be kept in the loop about Free Talk Live. Whatever the latest is, you will know it first if you are on the news lists. And you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. That's, again, news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I just sent out a news update, I think it was last night, about how we've got new Bitcoin wallet numbers where, because I totally blew it and I put some money at this mybitcoin.com, which ended up crashing and burning about a week ago. Site's been down for about a week now at this point. And I lost a bunch of money.
Me too.
And I learned my lesson, and now actually operating the Bitcoin client, because I was lazy before. I figured, I'll just let this website take my donations for me, and I didn't.
And they did.
Yeah, I didn't take the time to take them out and put it in a secured place, which is what I had originally intended to do. Oh yeah, I'll get to that, you know, once a week, and I never got to it. I just figured, it's okay. Now it's all gone.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't.
And so, you can, as I mentioned before, with the Bitcoin, you can look online at anybody's wallet, and you can see the transactions that that they've been making, and so it's all completely public as far as the network itself. It's all open to scrutiny. And I'd said before on the air that all of the money was still there in that My Bitcoin account, but I misunderstood. I didn't read the BlockExplorer.com output correctly. What it looks like is that money had been taken out over time, and I hadn't noticed because I hadn't run those checks on the account. But had I been paying closer attention, I might have figured that out as
so
well.
Our accounts were getting milked.
That's what it looks like. I may still be misinterpreting this because, again, I'm not, you know, a Bitcoin expert.
Well, one thing's for sure, we don't have any of the Bitcoins that we had before.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah,
they're gone.
So really how the crime took place doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of curious to kind
what
of
do you
kind
do? Of, hunt the guy down?
No, you can't.
You can't.
It's complete. Like, even though it's public, it's still anonymous. You have no idea to whom that money has been transferred. So you can see to which accounts to it has been sent, but you don't know who holds those accounts and who controls them. Then these are some of the benefits of the Bitcoin, but because it's like cash,
yeah,
like
the anonymity is great.
Yeah.
Until you're trying to find this person that took Bitcoins from you. Now you've
right.
got to you're responsible for keeping your Bitcoin wallet safe.
Exactly.
You can do that on your computer. You can do that with encryption. You can do it on jump drives. We talked about doing all these things on the air. We chose not to do that. We made mistakes.
We got spanked.
Don't make the mistakes that we made.
Don't be like Ian and Mark.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about any of that.
Yeah, well, you can go to weusecoins.org if you'd like to learn more about the Bitcoin. Weusecoins.org is the place you can go. And Roger, who's the guy that's providing us with the sponsorship, Bitcoin is sponsoring the program. Of course, Bitcoin doesn't exist. There's no Bitcoin LLC. There's not a Bitcoin company.
Right. There's nobody for us to go to and say, hey, they took our Bitcoins.
No, it's just an entity.
In the same way that there's, you know, I mean, this is the thing is Bitcoins have kind of taken a little bit of a hit, and they're coming back up now. But as far as their rate and everything, people...
It's down to about $10 a Bitcoin right now, and it's been as high as 30-something.
It was down to like $9.80 yesterday, and it's up to $10.94. So you could have had an increase of more than 10% in your money today. How the stock market too, down 500 points.
Yeah, wow.
So weusecoins.org is the place to go to learn more about it.
But the point I'm trying to make, and I sort of stopped on it, is if I get my wallet stolen, I don't blame the U.S. federal government for printing cash.
Right.
Okay.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. Yeah. I left my wallet around. It's, you know, the criminal's fault. He stole it. It's not whomever made the cash.
Yeah. Don't be lazy. You can run the Bitcoin client. It's not a huge. You don't have to use it to generate Bitcoins. I don't do that. You can do that though. You can like make your Bitcoin client create new Bitcoins. It just takes a long, long, long time of cranking your computer's processor out at like 100% in order to make a new Bitcoin to as they call it, mine a Bitcoin. I guess there are some people that are crazy about this and they are buying. Like, you can assign your graphics processor in your computer to do these tasks because you don't want your regular processor to necessarily be loaded up. And some people are buying multiple graphics cards, and they're assigning all of these graphics computers, basically, to crunch and make, you know, mine new Bitcoins. It seems like maybe it's fine financially worthwhile now.
I know a guy that's doing it, and I talk to him on a pretty regular basis, and yes, he's making money.
Really?
It can slip below, you know, he believes in it too at the mm-hmm. same time. It can slip. There's a point of diminishing returns, but you know, right now he's making money doing it.
It's a fascinating new world. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to you and your thoughts. We talked to Marcus in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, Bitcoin is really exciting and very interesting. It is, you know, as you said, it's somewhat anonymous or mostly anonymous. But I'm wondering about the inflation and how inflation relates to Bitcoin. And my understanding of inflation, my best understanding, is when the money supply or any currency supply increases at a faster rate than the demand for that currency. So in the terms of gold, gold is mined every year. There's new gold that's mined every year. But the demand for gold increases at a greater rate than the gold is mined. So therefore, there is no inflation for gold.
No, I don't think that's accurate. And if somebody is more of an economics expert, please feel free to correct me. But it's my understanding the definition of inflation is simply an increase in the money supply. So more gold being mined would be inflating the supply of gold. And how the market responds to those things and what the market is demanding is a completely separate factor as far as how that gold is valued in the marketplace.
Okay, well, there are different definitions for inflation, so your definition is correct, and my definition is correct to some people, I suppose.
I would say yours is functional.
Okay. So either we can go with either one. Obviously, we know Federal Reserve notes, the U.S. dollar increases awfully, you know, and, you know, we've seen price inflation, which is a little bit different than just normal inflation, prices increasing dramatically during my entire life. So Bitcoins actually are mined. It's designed so that there are more Bitcoins in supply over time until it reaches a certain point at which it's maxed out, and then no more Bitcoins will be mined.
That's correct. There has been some arbitrary number has been set for the maximum number of Bitcoins that can be out there.
Right. So the supply of Bitcoins is increasing. And if the demand for Bitcoins, which we can't really we can predict, but not with 100% certainty, if this demand for Bitcoins, you know, could go up or it could go down. Obviously, Bitcoin has a use, a very unique use in being, that is anonymous. But if people don't feel confident in Bitcoins and the demand goes down, there could be inflation on Bitcoin because the supply of them is increasing. And if demand goes down, then that, to my understanding, is inflation.
Okay, so there's several ways to slice this apple, all right? And the one could say that there is no inflation in gold because the gold that exists
already
exists, right? Yeah. Like, it may not be in your possession. It may be 1,000 feet beneath your feet, but it exists. So therefore, okay, it is not being inflated because it's not being created. Correct?
Right.
I see where you're coming from.
So, whereas Federal Reserve notes that do not exist can be brought into existence, and that is inflation in the currency. If one were to use that definition, one would then say that all the Bitcoins that are going to exist are quantified, and we know how many there are. They have not yet been released in the form of mining. They call it mining. It's obviously virtual mining of some sort.
Yeah.
The creation of them, you know, the computers doing this.
It's crunching math. It's just math.
Algorithms doing this.
Crunching numbers.
Yeah. Algorithms, yes.
A logarithm. That's the term I'm looking for. Thank you. And, you know, it's doing this and creating them. So therefore, it's not inflating them. And I think that that's the definition that probably. You know, folks are using to say there's no inflation.
But there, it is certainly possible that demand could go down and price then would go down for the Bitcoin.
There's still, they still have to obey the laws of economics.
Right. Hey, thanks, Marcus, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And as I mentioned, I mean, they've been as high as $30-something, and now they're around 10. So, but they were also as low as 2 cents. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on that site for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sales. So you're going to do internet shopping anyway. You're probably going to shop on Amazon because they're great. A huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, a lot of their brand new items, even used items as well, dozens of categories. You know Amazon. You're just entering through our links, our affiliate links, if you will. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, pick the Amazon that's right for your country, and get your shopping done. You can feel good. You're getting a great deal. And Free Talk Live is going to get a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com.
How big is the debt crisis, really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.com/FTL and see Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, and it's stupefying. You've got to see it. JJ, you just watched this?
Yes, that's right.
Isn't it amazing to see these numbers?
It is extremely amazing.
They show them in a bar graph, and it's just stunning.
He kind of pulls back. The camera slowly pulls backwards as he's revealing new information about, you know, what debt is larger than what debt around the world, and you'll be blown away by it.
Absolutely, you will. Also, while you're there at learnliberty.com/FTL, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link. It's on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics. All those things are great, right? Free online continuing education. You get it all from learnliberty.org/FTL. And while you're there, check out all of Anthony Davies' videos. You can go to the top of the page along the navigation bar, check out speakers, and he's among them there. And it is he's got some great stuff. LearnLiberty.org/FTL.
So plenty to discuss here tonight with your calls about whatever you want, of course, at 855-450-FREE. Mark, was there anything we missed about the raw food raid? We pretty much covered that thing.
Taken care of it, yep.
And you can expect to see more of this in the future because, well, I mean, people are programmed to believe that it's okay if the police go and they raid a business. Most people get it when it comes to the lemonade stands. Like, we talked last night about a young lady who, yet another, I think it was a four-year-old this time, that was stopped by police from operating a lemonade stand. And, of course, these stories are happening on a weekly basis, especially now while it's pretty hot outside in a lot of places. The lemonade stand's being shut down everywhere. You can look on a story there that's printed online. You can look at the comments. You can look at, they had a poll, for instance, you know, should kids be able to operate lemonade stands without permits? And you've got like 85, 90% of the respondents saying, well, of course they should. because people can understand the idea of allowing children to operate a business without a permit, but they have been so acclimated to the idea of permitting that they would, if it were somebody who were 18 or 21 operating a lemonade stand, then you'd start to see people changing their mind. You'd start to see, well, they're grown up now. They do like the rest of us grown-ups right. do, and they need to get a permit.
That's right. Are the people who have already gotten a permit in the past for their business or whatever they do, you know, they're, of course, like, well, I had to go through it, so he should, too.
That's right.
That's just how it works.
What else would they say, right?
Yep.
And that's really just the cycle of abuse. It's a shame, but that's a very common viewpoint. And if people could get that out of their heads, if people could get in instead the idea of, wow, there's somebody who had the balls to operate their business without begging some government bureaucrat for permission first, without groveling and getting on their knees and kissing a jackboot, wow, that person's a hero. Maybe I should actually buy something from them
right.
instead of being such a bunch of lapdogs for the state.
And I can understand why people have sort of this idea that for whatever reason, you know, certain businesses need to be checked. There are businesses out there that rip people off. My question to you is this. Does the government really stop that from happening? Because I don't think that it does.
No
and
way.
There's, you know, the market would come up with solutions in this area anyway. It's not like the government does this or doesn't do it. And in sort of the rights theory aspect of this, you have certain inalienable rights because you own yourself, because they were endowed to you by your creator, or whatever reason you have these rights. And if you've got the right to have the life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the possession of property, don't you have the right to exchange that property with other people? If you have that right, do you need a permit from the government to do that to do those exchanges?
No, of course not.
If the government offers services, if you're saying that, well, the government needs money. Indeed, it does. Any organization needs money to function. Now, I think that the government's largely inefficient compared to other organizations. But if the services that it provides are so very valuable, you think that people would willingly support it. Because in a lot of services it provides aren't valuable at all. Like kicking, you know, making it so people can't sell raw milk to mm-hmm. each other.
Yeah, people are exactly right. And that is the direction that we need to go in, and people need to take action in order to make things change in the future. Just complaining about things isn't going to be sufficient. There needs to be more that needs to be done, and it's not going to be an easy process, which is why we're getting together in New Hampshire. It's why the three of us moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to bring as many liberty-minded people together to achieve liberty in our lifetime. But, of course, New Hampshire is certainly not a perfect place. It may be the freest of all the states, but that still isn't saying a whole lot. It's like saying that we have the less, you know, metastasized cancer growth. And here's an example of something that went down recently up here, Seabrook, New Hampshire. That's out on the east coast of New Hampshire. Police officer has been charged with driving while intoxicated after he allegedly smashed into another car, told arresting officers that if the same situation had happened in his town, they wouldn't have been arrested. When local officers informed Seabrook Sergeant Mark Preston that he was under arrest on Sunday night, he exploded. According to a police report by Salisbury patrolman Timothy Hunter, he said, "What about the Brotherhood? This is..." expletive deleted. I'm guessing he said, "BS! Why aren't you taking me home?" Preston said, according to the report, "If this happened in Seabrook, we would take care of you guys. This is ridiculous. You guys are an..." expletive deleted. "Joke." I'm imagining that's an effing joke. "I'm a 30-year sergeant, and you are going to do this to me? Really? My life and my career are over. I hope you guys are effing happy."
Yeah.
I jumped to a conclusion on what words he's saying there with the censorship
likely.
Here in the newspaper. After Preston was booked, police escorted him to a cell where he erupted again. "You're not putting me in a cell, right? I'm not going into a cell. This is how you treat a cop." Preston,
"You're going
said.
Into the cell, we're going to taser you."
"This is not what would happen in Seabrook if this was you guys. We would take care of you. Yeah. You'll see. I'll make sure we return the favor to you. You better watch out when you drive through Seabrook. You guys speed."
Oh.
This is really a look into what the world is like for the police. Because there is this professional courtesy that's out there, and kudos to the Salisbury cops in this case for not cutting this guy a break that he expected. Like, this guy's so used to professional courtesy, yep, as it's called, he is shocked to the core when it wasn't extended to him by his brothers in blue.
Well, to some extent, he's S-faced, but, you know,
I think he's S-faced, so he's being honest with how he's feeling, right?
I think that there's honesty in this. I would agree with you on that.
Preston's been put on administrative leave, which means he's getting paid to not work, typically. He's entitled to his day in court, and he's going to have it, according to the police chief. He refused to comment on the statements that Preston allegedly made, because cops don't want to talk about the issue of, you know, this...
Thin blue line.
Yeah, their little gang, the thin blue line, and their professional courtesy. But it's real.
Yep.
And in this case, they're doing this because they would look really bad, right? Like, if somebody saw this happening...
You know, we often talk about police here on Free Talk Live and G's in general in the Liberty Movement. And, you know, as you said, kudos for them for, you know, taking this clearly intoxicated person who is angry and probably really rough to deal with. Can't imagine what his home life is like.
What a shock. Another alcoholic cop.
Yeah.
And he ran into a car, right?
Yeah, after hitting a car. You know, it's sort of like we talk about how the good cops should be doing something about the bad cops. And I think making an example out of this individual here would certainly help to improve that image of the police.
I think so, but I have to wonder, if the guy had instead run into a tree, would the police have behaved differently?
I think that this guy has an expectation, and mm-hmm. to some extent I think he's telling the truth, that that police officers afford other police officers a level of professional courtesy. I don't know what level that goes to, and I think that it changes for every cop in right. every situation. I think that there are cops out there that would like to give tickets to other cops for doing bad, like rolling through a stop sign. They just know they're going to get a tremendous amount of flack for it. In this case, I think that the cops did the right thing, but I know that there's instances where they would enforce a law upon you and I that they won't enforce upon their brethren.
More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Maybe you are a police officer or used to be one, and you can explain professional courtesy to us.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.